Last year, there were more than 70,000 drug overdose deaths. It's the highest in a single year in the U.S. The crisis has caused many doctors and patients to rethink how pain is treated, including reducing how many painkillers are prescribed. And that's a scary prospect for people who suffer from regular pain. For member station KCUR, Alex Smith says people with sickle cell disease are trying to manage their pain without becoming addicted to opioids.
Long before Eric Kirkwood of Kansas City, Kansas, had his first sickle cell crisis at age 17, he knew about the pain caused by the disease. His uncle and sister had the genetic disorder, which causes blood cells to clump together and cut off circulation.
It's like being in a vise or something, like needles coming from inside out. It's like the air being sucked out of your body.
About 100,000 people in the United States have sickle cell disease, and the overwhelming majority of them are black. The disease can cut life expectancy by decades, and until recently, sickle cell treatment was almost palliative care, treating the pain without much thought about the consequences. Patients like Kirkwood found relief in opioids that were as dangerous as they were potent.
Demerol was the bomb. So, you know, something like that, it's easy to get addicted to.
Today, 40 years later, newer drugs that improve blood function have improved the quality of life for many patients. And concerns about the harms of opioids have led sickle cell specialists to take different approaches to treating pain.
Yeah. Hey, buddy.
He says, I'm 4 years old, 85 pounds, and I love everybody.
A therapy dog visits Kenneth James, a jazz pianist recovering from a crisis at the Sickle Cell Center at Truman Medical Center in Kansas City. Nurse practitioner Donna McCurry, who regularly treats about 100 patients here, encourages alternative treatments like meditation, music, and exercise, which have been found to reduce the need for opioid treatment.
I've had a couple of people get off of it altogether after being on it for years, and their pain is better.
But getting people in pain to give up pills in favor of dogs or mantras isn't easy, and it's an especially thorny issue for sickle cell patients. Because the disease can cause both acute and chronic pain, patients often have to take so many opioids that they develop high tolerances for them. As a result, they may need opioids at doses that would be dangerous for other people. Dr. Bari Andamariam is the chief medical officer for the Sickle Cell Disease Association of America. She says many doctors who don't understand the disease treat these patients with suspicion.
This is also of major concern to providers in emergency departments and hospitals who are not particularly familiar with that patient and may wonder why the patient is asking for such high doses.
Along with a lack of knowledge about sickle cell disease, researchers have found that, in general, doctors in the U.S. underestimate black people's pain and the amount of pain medication they need. Sickle cell patients are no more likely to abuse opioids than many other chronic pain patients, according to researchers, but lots of them, like Kenneth James, have horror stories about trying to get treatment.
I've had one doctor in the ER tell me that at least 30% to 40% of the patients with sickle cell were drug addicts. And that's not true.
Now that some states are limiting opioid prescriptions, government agencies are rewriting opioid guidelines, and some insurance companies have even stopped covering them, many sickle cell patients worry they could lose access to opioids. For James, the possibility of lawmakers or insurers taking pain medications away brings back bitter memories of being denied care.
And they're making all these laws and saying, well, you know, we don't want you to have that no more. What do you mean you don't want me to have that more? I need that to at least survive. You don't have it, you can't relate, but you're going to make the rules and laws. I just don't think it's fair.
Or related to your sickle cell? Or
it hurts like sickle cell pain, and other times it just aches.
Eric Kirkwood pays a visit to Donna McCurry and tells her that his pain has been pretty manageable lately. He credits a new drug, herbal medicine, and transcendental meditation. Curry acknowledges that many of her patients couldn't get by without opioids, but she wants them on the lowest doses possible. But instead of simply taking away their pills, she tries to coach them on improving their lives.
I know I can help you change this because I've seen it. I know you don't have to struggle with this the way you are. We can just get past this script thing.
And by understanding what sickle cell patients go through, she hopes to ease them away from the double grip of pain and painkillers. For Here and Now, I'm Alex Smith.